Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that human remains found on a river bar in Mattole River near Petrolia late Friday night are those of wanted murderer Shane Miller. Miller was wanted for the shooting deaths of his wife and two daughters at their Shasta County residence in May of 2013. Miller was last seen near the area where the remains were found, and his pickup truck was recovered in the same area as well. Law enforcement conducted a massive search for Miller in the days following the murders. He was accused of killing his wife, Sandy Miller, and his daughters, Shelby, age 8, and Shasta, age 4, in Shingletown in Shasta County. The remains were picked up by the Humboldt County Coroner's Office, and on Sunday, dental records confirmed they were of Miller, who was recently featured in a news program about the manhunt mounted to find him. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office is expected to hold a news conference regarding that investigation. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing teenager who was reported missing by her mother last week in Orleans. 15-year-old Yamich Stormy Friday Erickson is a white female, 5'5", 110 pounds, with light brown hair with bangs and blonde highlights. She has brown eyes and was probably wearing a black T-shirt with the number 25 on it, or a black sundress with jeans. Yamich is considered a high-risk missing person, and her mother has fears that she may harm herself, and anyone with information on her whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. An investigation into suspected stolen water in Redway led to the arrest of four people for marijuana cultivation and possession, as well as outstanding warrants. Sheriff's deputies responded to the residents on Parr Avenue after the Water District reported that water was being illegally diverted from the main water line of a neighboring residence. Deputies served the search warrant on Friday and arrested four people: Alex Hedrios, Suzanne Krellen, Lisa Lee, and Katrina Gimlin. Deputies found evidence of a suspected hash lab, 1,200 marijuana plants, $5,000 in cash, a rifle, and methamphetamine. All four suspects were booked into the county jail. And the lodge fire burning near Laytonville has grown to more than 2,700 acres and is considered 10% contained by CAL FIRE. Fire began on June 30th and is burning in heavy timber and steep, rugged terrain in the remote Elkhorn Ridge and Eel River Canyon areas. The fire was caused by lightning, and fire crews are removing dry debris and vegetation around the residences in the Horseshoe Bend area. And more than 900 personnel, air assets, and heavy equipment are on scene. Containment of the fire is difficult because of the nature of the heavy fuel loads and the difficulty of accessing the area. 17 structures are threatened, and local, state, and federal personnel are on scene. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Summer is time for fairs and festivals, but what effect do they have on the local economy? To look at that, here is Our Community with Dan Squire.
In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to the economic impact that our region's numerous fairs, festivals, and other public events have on the communities along the northern coast of California and the southwestern coast of Oregon. County fairs, music festivals, and other summertime public events play a key role in attracting both local residents and outside visitors to our region, and they are integral in the push to increase tourism and to support local businesses. As we head into the last 8 weeks of summer, and with weeks already filled with events and with more to come before autumn, it's easy to forget that there are events scheduled year-round that attract visitors and that are part of the economic engine for local business and communities. Some of them are small, like the Clam Beach Run and the Foggy Bottom Run, and others are the highlight of summer, like the county fairs. But they all play a key role in the economic health of our region. We love living here, and these events help show off the best reason to live and work in our communities.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.